The title of our short thoughts for this 10 minutes will be Divine Great Plan. I'll get ready here, but I would like to ask you here, who of you brethren were working and was responsible on construction or bigger part of business or is working on a construction or building their own house? Anybody? All right, I can see a few hands. I know some of you are still working on construction. Imagine this. I will tell you, okay, here it is. I want you to build me a house. I have a land. I want a price and I want you to build it. What do you ask me for? First. Drawings. How can I give you the plan? How can I give you the price if I don't know what you want? How can I build you a house if I don't have a plan? What can I do with this? And this is what we will be talking about in those few minutes. I would like to start with three examples, and these are real life examples from me, from my life. I heard about one brother, he was building the house and he trusted the builder and they started building, the walls start coming up and he came in and somebody else came in and they said, no, all the walls are wrong and you have no plumbing in there. It ended up, they had to tear down the walls and severely redo the foundations. Person who was building, was trusted, either did not have a proper plans or he didn't follow the plans. Second example, was working on construction and one day there was a big move around and it was about to get everything done and the permit and everything. The water lines were reversed. The hot water was cold and cold water was hot. Well, you know what's happening if something like this happened. They had to stop. They had to look at the drawings again. Again, somebody didn't follow the drawings. The third example, I was working on construction again and it was almost finished. Few more days to occupancy and everything. We are just responsible to finish all the wallpaper in the hallway. So we took the bucket with my friend. We are coming to the assigned apartment to get the water. We are coming in and fire alarm got in. Whole building fire alarm, you know the drill. You have to get out, everybody out on the outside. It stopped. Okay, fire marshal came in. He did his things. Okay, clear to go in. We went in, we take the buckets, we went to the apartment to get the water. Fire alarm goes on. You know, the same thing, go outside, fire alarm came in, fire marshal came in, everybody's safe, go back. Third time, same thing happened. So we are leaving and alarm stopped. So we said, well, that's weird. Let's get back in. We get in and fire alarm goes on. Light switch, fire alarm on, fire alarm off. Fire alarm on, fire alarm off. Obviously, loss of occupancy. Electricians start ripping off the walls and everything. The severe few weeks delay in the building, lots of money loss. What's the lesson out of this? Either wrong plans or somebody did not follow what was in the plan. Let's talk about the greatest plan, which has everything in it. And there is everything from the before the creation of the world until the days, which we have no knowledge what is going to be there yet. And how happy we are that the creator we are following, he has that plan. How big is it? Let's look at 3 points. Obviously, well, yesterday we were trying to go through 8 blessings in 45 minutes. Today we're going around Jerusalem, looking at the gates in 45 minutes. I have 3 more minutes to go over 6,000 years. Well, it's not possible, and it takes years. In our class, we're going through years to go and study this, and we have a great, great tools to go deep into each part of it. But let's make the 3 points here. How big is a plan? And people wonder if God really has a plan. New Testament, Ephesians 3:8-10. And to me, who am less than the least of the saints, is the grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places may be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Old Testament, Isaiah 14:24-26. The Lord of hosts had sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. Examples from New and Old Testament. It is good to know that God have the plan, right? If we are following the leader, we better trust that he knows what he is doing, that he has a plan. We know that failing to plan is a plan for failure. It's a plan for to fail. And in Amos 3rd chapter 7th verse, we read, surely the Lord God will do nothing but he reveals his secret unto his servants, the prophets. He is revealing the secret. Yes, we'll not find this drawing anywhere in the Bible, but this is representations of scripture after scripture. It's a representation of God has in his plan. From the beginning, once he stopped the fast deterioration in the first world, through the dealing with his friends, with his nation, the time for choosing the people who will be preparing his kingdom, and then the time where the plan is for everyone. How lucky and how grateful we are that we know that God has a plan, and that he has people in it. He has me, you, and every single man in the plan. And here is a scripture, the ransom for all. And we know the scripture, and I know some brethren, they do have that even on the license plate, the ransom for all. And we have those who are helping us to keep us in the plan, to keep us faithful in it. In Colossians 4:11, we read, these only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, which have been comfort unto me. God has a plan. We are in it. Every man is in it. And we are thankful that the ransom was for all. And God has all the people in it, which will be fulfilled in his kingdom, which we are so looking forward to come as soon as possible, and as soon and according to his plan, as we know that his plan is perfect, and he will fulfill his word, because he is faithful, and he will fulfill his word in the due time.